after the second question, we should have just said thank you, goodbye. No. No, I'm not pointing to you. I'm just saying in the next ones, please. Because, you know, if you start with what is gender equality and there's no answer there, then where do we move? This is repetition, so if there's something that's really serious we want to ask, do so, but if it's not, just to fill the space.
Okay, it's appendix number 63. Yeah, Liliwe Eliza Mlilwane. Ne? Paula. Candidate number 63. Okay. Yep, you are ready. Okay. Okay, as long as you are ready. Me, I want to see you being ready first. Okay. Ms. Mlilwane, good afternoon. You're welcome. Yeah, my name is Nonhlanhla Ncube Ndaba. I'm the chairperson of this ad hoc committee. Yeah, and you must be free, ne, to ask anything. And if you didn't hear the question, you must ask the honorable members to repeat that question. And then you've got 45 minutes with us. Every question is allocated 5 minutes. So you are going to be given 3 minutes to respond to your question. And members are given 2 minutes to ask you questions. Yeah. Because we know that most of you who are coming from Gauteng, they didn't book the accommodation for you, so you'll have to fly back. That's why we have exchanged with candidates that were supposed to come first. Each and every member will introduce himself or herself when they ask you a question. Okay, let's go straight to the questions. My first question is about you. Tell us about yourself, who you are, where you're coming from, and tell us why do you think you are a suitable candidate to be appointed for this position as a commissioner.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Liliwe Eliza Mlilwane. I am coming from Johannesburg. I am a very high integrated person. I work very well with people, irrespective of their age, irrespective of their culture. I am a dynamic woman who is also willing to learn. I am a graduate city is happy, you reach degree at Devon Westfield. I graduated from that university. I worked at the Department of Education first, and then I served my articles with Mchukwane Articles, and I finished my 3 years there. After saving my articles, I then went and worked as a legal and labor consultant. I was the founder of that consultant, and I then got into working for the municipality, Ekurhuleni municipality, as a councillor for a period of 5 years. I then, in that period, after that period, I got to be a founder of different NPOs, especially Women with Black Energy Savings, where we would be empowering women, people with disabilities, young people with the very scarce skill of installing solar water heaters. Then I became the advisor to ESCOM from the SWH program. And as advising ESCOM, we also advised with the Department of Energy in the period of 2013-2014. Because they wanted to understand from us what is it that we need, and we were only saying to them, we as women would like to find out how can we economically and socially empower ourselves and also empower young people and people living in the social ills in our country. Then we managed to...
Your time is up. Thank you very much. I will start with the Honorable Seke Estanda, Honorable Kaula, and Honorable Maluleke.
Thank you very much, Chief, and good afternoon, Ms. Mdilwane. My name is Grace Seke. Just one question, Chief. The advert was very clear in terms of the kind of a person that you are looking for. One of the criteria or the requirement was a person must be fit and proper. And my question, Chair, to that is that, and actually prior to the whole process unfolding, the committee had to request a South African state agency, SSA agency, state security agency, to give us information on all the candidates. And the information that is before us is the Ms. E.K. Lidwana's ID number, as stipulated in the form, is having the criminal records against her. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 criminal records or offences with dates specified, and 2 are still pending. 2 offences are still pending, which is that of fraud and theft, which happened in December 2007. The fraud one happened in December 2007, and the theft one happened in October 2012, and the 2 cases are still pending. 1, 2, 3, 4. It is 4 cases. They found you guilty, but at least you have paid fines, and the amounts are recorded on the site. So I want you to speak to those criminal records that you have, so that we can know that we are appointing or we are recommending a person who can be proper and fit to run the credible institution, which is the chapter. Thanks very much, Chair.
Thank you, ma'am. It's a pity that I don't have those the results that you are having on me. But according to my knowledge, is that, and to the legal knowledge, is that after 5 years of a suspension, your name gets cleared. And I only know of one that you are talking about. The second one, I'm really not privy to that information. And I cannot really answer for that. I only know of one. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, madam. I must be honest with you. The list of the criminal matters that are listed here, I am not aware of them. There's only one that I know of. That I think by now it has reached a prescription period of the years that are put. For the case to be prescribed. The rest, I am not privy of the driving without my driver's license. I was never charged of such case. The theft one, where it was paid 240, I'm definitely not sure aware of it. It's 1987. And the theft one of 2012. That is the only one, the 2012 one, that I know about. And that case, the prescription period has lapsed. And legally, those cases get cleaned from our name. On those basis, member, I think I'm a fit and for the position as far as I am concerned. Thank you.
Honorable Standard.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Perhaps you could explain to, okay, so in terms of the state security information we've been given on every single candidate, not just you, all of the candidates we receive a report on. And as per the page that I gave you and those six cases outlined there, you are only identifying the second one as one that you are aware of. And the outcome there is pending. Do you dispute that it's pending, or has that been resolved? Because you're talking about the prescription period being reached, but it cannot be reached if that case has not yet been concluded. And according to the report, it says pending. And of course, you know, someone with a legal degree would know that. So my first answer would be, are you aware of any identity fraud? Do you categorically state that none of these other offences were committed by yourself? And then just more explanation on that issue from October 2012 that you do identify with about the theft. What was it? Can you give us what it was related to? Did you plead guilty? Were you found guilty? If it has already been resolved, what information are you willing to give us about that? Thank you.
Thank you, madam.
Olo mama, igamlam guteri standa. So, not madam, just sis Terry or Olo or whatever is fine. Ngiyabulela.
My apologies, member Noxolo or Ms. Noxolo. I categorically want to really say the other matters that are stated here, I am not privy with. The only one that I can say, the 2012 one, I was given a suspension. Hence, I'm saying that one, it was the issue of me going to a garage and I caught petrol. Then when I went to my partner to go and get petrol money, and then this guy decided to go and open a case against me. And the petrol money was paid to him, and that is when the court said, no, this is this case that will be a suspension case because you've also paid the petrol, and that matter was resolved in that matter. But the rest of the matters here, I don't want to lie to the committee. I really don't remember them on my name. Thank you.
Terry, you're done. Okay, Honorable Maluleka.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Just feel relaxed. This was just a question on the findings. But if you say you know nothing about those things, maybe my advice to you is that you need to clear your name, because this will keep up coming when they do your verification. But feel free, now we are getting into the gist of why you are here. Can you please outline to us your understanding of the powers and functions of the CGE? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Member Maluleka. My understanding about the functions and powers of the CGE is that the CGE will advise Parliament on any matters that concerns gender equality and women and women issues. It will also advise and in matters of the state organs, the statutory organs, the private enterprises, private companies and enterprises, and also in public enterprise companies. The Commission of Gender Equality, I'm trying not to call the wrong. The Commission of Gender Equality will do so in the best interest of the women and also gender-related matters with those They will also make sure that the commissioners will also make sure that they do public, they get information and publicly and inform the public about anything that pertains or affects or likely to affect gender equality and women's issues. They will also educate, have educational programs to make sure that the community or the citizens are aware of gender equality and women issues that are being enlarged. And then also what they do, they advise the Parliament on institutions that are supposed to be liaising with them. They liaise with institutions on behalf of the gender equality issues to make sure that women and people with living in with LGBTQ, lesbian, gay, and people are rights are not violated as they are violated in mostly our country.
Your time is up.
Ungabe ukubona le nto eyenzekayo kakhulukazi kuthina la nyango le yokuthi iyenzeka kakhulukazi emakhaya le yokubulawa kwabantu abadala ngenhloso yokuthi umuntu masemdala ikhona le nto ongazi ukuthi umqondo uyahamba mhlawumbe abonakale enqono kamakhelwane or ecathama ngaphandle kanjalo futhi nalento yelukhuzana ya yokuntshontshwa kwezingane eFoenix kuyimanje buka izolo nje utrenda la ukuthi kunengane engabuyanga ekhaya angazi ukuthi ngempela loo nto uyayibona isinsakavukela ngifuna ukwazi ukuthi uma ngase kwenzeke uyithole le position yokuba commissioner wala kuyilento kwa-CGE ungasiza kanjani ukwazi ukuthi ulekelele labo ukuqedwa kwalabo gogo ababulawa nsuku zasa ikakhulukazi emakhaya ngendlela yokuthi bayathakatha kanjalo okubuhlungu kunakho konke uma bebulawa babulawa kabuhlungu uthole ukuthi abanye ogogo bahlala bodwana abekho labantu ababanakekelayo yini ongenza ukuthi labo gogo bakwazi ukuthi ekugcineni bagcine banakekele ukuthi bavikeleleke abantu abadala bayafa la e-South Africa ngiyabonga
shortly if you were to be appointed as a commissioner I would like to know how are you going to assist the GCE commission as you are aware that there is escalation the CEG
CGE commission for gender equality
if you are to be appointed how are you going to assist the commission for gender equality as you are aware that there is an escalation of child trafficking as the matter was trending yesterday where the child did not come back home at Phoenix. You are also aware that the elderly people, if they are getting old, there is this they have got these illnesses where you'll find them that they will be found in next to their neighbors naked and they will be accused of witchcraft, but you are aware that it's because of the elderly illnesses. So how are you going to assist the commission to stop this scourge if you are to be appointed?
Thank you, Member Kaula. When it comes to elderly people, as if I may be appointed, I would make sure that especially at our rural areas, because that is where it mostly happens, would make sure that we inform the communities, we educate the communities of the specific areas in our different provinces. We give them workshops, we go to educational, to schools, we go to tertiaries and make sure that we educate the community about the importance of protecting
our elderly people, also with our young people that have been abducted anytime and being abused, as you have alluded, member. I will make sure that we got teams that will be going there, working together with the different institutions, together with the faith-based, working together with the police, working together with the municipality that will be around in that, that will be on different areas, and make sure that those elderly people are getting from NPO's assistance or cooperative's assistance. We will be appointing people that will be working on daily basis visiting those families, because in most cases it is expensive, Madam Chair, to say we are going to build our elderly homes or safety homes for those kids. But if we as we inform the community and educate the community, which is we need to take charge in our communities, getting people that are interested and that are willing to work on a day-to-day basis as home-based carers, to go to those households, working together with the municipalities, as I have mentioned, and also to work together with police, the police department, for criminalities of all these matters, to make sure that even the courts are taking those matters of rape and abduction of the, because the security part comes also important, Madam Chair, to make sure that we assist the communities in all those barriers that they are going through. And then after some time, when we get budget from our financial fiscals, we can then thank you.
Honorable Velma.
Thank you, Chair. And good afternoon. My name is Wilma Newhoek-Druffin. I'm using a sign language interpreter who is voicing for me now. My question is directed to about the vulnerable groups, children with disabilities, adults with disabilities, people with albinism, the LGBTQI plus community. There's an increase, a huge increase in the abuse and the killings of these vulnerable groups. So my question to you, I'm not sure if you've worked with vulnerable groups before or not. My question to you, could you give us a perspective or an idea of why there is this increase, and if you are appointed to the CGE, what do you think you could do to assist in reducing the number or reducing the violence against the vulnerable groups? Thank you.
Excuse me, member, can you kindly repeat the question for me? There are some issues that I did, part of the questions that I couldn't hear properly, if the chairperson allows me. Thank you.
Okay. The vulnerable groups, for example, children with disabilities, adults with disabilities, maybe people with mental disabilities, people with albinism, members of the LGBTQI plus community, is an increasing amount of violence and killings against these people from the vulnerable groups. If you are appointed to the CGE, with your legal background, your experience, what do you think you can do to work towards reducing this increase in violence and the killings against the vulnerable groups? Thank you.
Thank you, member. In the issues of these vulnerable groups that you have just mentioned, because we all know, members, that violence is a criminal matter, we will make sure, as I have alluded first, that those vulnerable groups are also get to make sure that there are NPOs, cooperatives that are working together with them, and those cooperatives will work with the municipalities, as I had said, and the municipalities will work closely with the province, and the province will bring those matters to us. But as a CGE commissioner of the gender equality, I will make sure that we train people, we get actually trained people that will be working with those different vulnerable people, and make sure that we eradicate the vulnerability that they are going through. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, honourable members. That was the last question. Yeah. Thank you very much, Ms. Mlilwane. Is there anything that you want to ask?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The only thing that I would like to ask to the committee here is to say, according to the matters that are raised here of the criminal matters that are against me, one member Maluleka advised that I should go and clear them. And after I have cleared them, Madam Chair, and really find the gist of the matters, can I bring that report back here to the committee? Thank you.
Okay, any comment? We are fine. Honourable Standa.
Madam Chair, you'll recall that in the last interviews, there were also findings that were attached to a particular candidate that also turned out to be false. We also advised that candidate, and indeed included it in our recommendation during the declaration on presenting our committee report, that any South African who believes or finds out that there might be either criminal charges based on apartheid crimes or perhaps crimes that have been wrongly attached to their names, that they should approach the South African Police Service to have those things cleared, which, I mean, it's one of the reasons why I asked, you know, whether she was aware of perhaps being a victim of identity fraud. But ma'am, yes, please feel free, if you have had this investigation, submitted it at your earliest convenience to Ms. Nelly Swenobatana, our committee secretary, and of course be taken it in. But following your account to this committee, I mean, it's on record forever. So we've noted what you said, and it shouldn't impact the outcome of your application unless, you know, the other side can be proved. Ngiyabulela sisiwa.
Thank you very much, Ms. Mlilwane. But you remember, Honorable Sander, that in this case, it's different. Because she says she doesn't know, and we don't have, it's tricky in her case. So what she can do, when she can go even tomorrow and deal with these issues, and then so that she can send it to us through Nelly, so our committee secretary, so that we can then put them in our report, if she clears, if she gives us the report, you know, because if we don't have anything tangible, that means then we'll depend on the state security report. We can't change it so far. But thank you very much for coming, for taking your time, flying from Gauteng. I know in Gauteng yesterday it was raining, And today here in Cape Town is coach. Yeah, we wish you good luck. We'll inform you about the results in due course. And then you can fly safe. Thank you very much.
I want to thank the committee for the opportunity that